And we're back, another episode of Know What I'm Saying podcast. You know, thanks for tuning in. I felt like a radio show. I was there for a second.
Yeah, you always just, you have like the certain things you say and you just take them off every time. It's like, okay, take, and I'm good to go.
While I'm at it, follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying podcast. Okay. That's enough. Enough about that. Man, I came to a realization. I hardly be going out anymore.
Really?
The other day, since Lucas and I have moved out of the city, we become very comfortable in the apartment, you know, and it's cozy and quiet and stuff, and we've kind of adapted to that sort of lifestyle in comparison to when we were living in the city in Buenos Aires, right? So it's not just rubbed off on me, it's also rubbed off on him. And the other day I was like, I had no plans for the evening. We had a pretty full day, and I was watching Grown Ups on the couch. And then Lucas was gonna go out with this girl, and then he saw me watching Grown Ups. He was like, "Oh, I'd much rather do that tonight." And then he kind of canceled on the girl. And then we stayed there, we watched Grown Ups together. It was lit. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's how I felt over the weekend as well.
Really? Because you're in Frankfurt right now. I would have thought you were going hard.
On the Friday, we just had a really bad connection. I couldn't hear you.
Weird connection right there. I was saying that I would have thought you would go out because you're in Frankfurt.
I went out on Friday, and the plan was to go out on Friday. You can still call it going out. I went to a bar and everything, so I met up with friends, and then by accident, Frankfurt, kind of a city, it's a city, but at the same time, it's a small city, so you run across people. We met two people from our school days, who one of them was back in town for something, and the other one was also, I don't know, he's here for a while. So we were just kind of chilling, having something to eat, like one or two drinks, but nothing special. And then I was supposed to go to this crazy party. I wanted to I never wanted to talk about it again because I'm just a bit annoyed, but I'm gonna talk about it now.
Okay.
We were supposed to go to this party with a really world renowned DJ and everything, and it was supposed to be good. And the problem was, it started off already a bit bad because one of our friends who was kind of a link between the group she was meeting up and the two guys I was with. She was and then we would have all kind of had pre's and went there. I was with my other friends, and then I was just waiting for her to be she had something to do. I was just waiting for her to tell me, okay, we're ready to go. And she's like, "Oh yeah, I had I don't know, she ate something in the morning and she just felt really ill. She was pretty much just throwing up and all over the place, so she couldn't go out." So that's already where it's okay. So I had to kind of link up with people I didn't know as well. But it was all good and everything, and we got there. And the tickets we bought, or the friend I went with, he bought the tickets online from a guy.
Okay.
And obviously that's my mistake. I should have maybe followed up a bit more and not put, at the end of the day, maybe not as much trust in it. I should have maybe checked it myself a bit more. We get there, and in the queue we realize everyone else has QR codes and we have a barcode. So it's I don't
so
know.
So he bought the wrong tickets or what?
No, we got scammed. I reckon he had tickets, but he sent us the part that didn't actually work. I don't know, maybe they were just faked. I have no clue, to be honest. But we come to the front and it's they're not ticked, you can't get in with them. And we're like, "What do you mean?" It's there's no QR code, you're not getting in with them. And we're like, fuck. And I was just, point onwards, I was like, I blanked it out of my head. I was just, I didn't want to think about it. I went to the next taxi, and my friend I was with, he said like, oh, shouldn't we just try and go somewhere else in the city?
No.
Yeah, the place he wanted to maybe go to. And I just turned to him, and I was like, mate, I'm going home. I don't want to think about this. I'm taking the first taxi back into my bed, and I'm gonna go to sleep.
I feel it, bro. I had the same experience just the other night. We went out and we were at like a cool bar, and we had like some snacks to eat, and then we went to like another bar, and it was kind of like a underground train station, and you go through the underground train, then it opens up to like the big bar where people are like also dancing stuff. It was really cool, really fun, and then afterwards we wanted to go to a club, and then guess what? Clubs like just kind of being an asshole about letting people in, yeah. And then there was like one girl that we like knew, she was inside. She's like, yeah, she, like the club's 25 plus, like you're 25 plus and you don't speak Spanish, okay? And we're like, yeah, kein Problem, you know, ich spreche nur Deutsch, basically. And then the security guards are like, yeah, like, no, they can't come in unless they pay like $250 for a table, like $250 for a table in Argentina. That's hella. And we were like, yeah, like, kind of, you know,
nah.
get out of here. And so we were like, yep, we're gonna go home now. We were like, said bye to the girls, and we're like, let's go home. But yeah, that's why I mostly don't go clubbing, bro. That's why I don't enjoy going clubbing, because as soon as it's difficult to get in, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, no, agreed. Last night, my dad was already weirded out, like last night I didn't even leave the house. He was like, we were sitting at the dinner table, my dad was like, any plans, are you going out? I was like, no, don't really know. Like, if someone hits me up, like one of my friends, and they say, oh, let's do this, I might be like persuaded. It's not like I'm against it, but I can't be asked to figure anything out. I'm not going to sit there and try to be like going around and like trying to figure out where we're going and to do something.
Yeah, you're not looking for it.
Yeah, and then I realized like one of my friends, she was somewhere else, and then one of our other friends, like, were on a birthday party, so I was like, okay, fair enough, I'm going to bed early tonight. Did some work, went to bed, woke up early today, went to the gym, and I feel fine. I'm going to watch football in the stadium later, and I'm absolutely fine with that.
Man, it's just, you know, priorities have changed, you know? Like, I prefer waking up, like, earlier in the morning, get after a good night's sleep, and, like, starting my day proper, you know? I kind of prefer that, but...
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So much to that.
Okay. So we've got two potential topics, Connor. One from you, one from me. Should we play rock, paper, scissors? Who starts?
Okay, we'll play rock, paper, scissors, and then we're going to say what we have in the moment so our listeners can know. So we go rock, paper, scissors, and whatever your hand shows, you say.
Okay, I got to figure out a title for my topic. Okay, all right, ready?
So we go rock, paper, scissors, and then say something.
And then show, okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Rock.
Papers. What are you doing? Just do it normal.
I thought we were going quicker. You're going like slow. You say.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Paper.
Oh, I forgot to say the title.
What did you have?
It's scissors. That did not work.
Oh, so I lost. So
you win. No, you had. Oh, you true. I had scissors. You had paper. All right, I win. Okay. That was the whole mess. Okay. All right. Let's never do that again.
We won't.
So my topic, I was thinking the other day, you know, some people have the luxury of growing up protected.
Yeah.
Right. Protected from harm, from any like bad behavior from certain people or whatever. Only I was thinking, how good is it actually to be that much protected? You know, if you never find yourself in uncomfortable positions and everything, maybe it kind of sets you up to be weaker when taking on other aspects of life where you simply have to protect yourself, you know? So, like, for example, I've got friends, you know, they've like, it's, of course, it's not their fault, right? But it's just they've had their life that was like well set up for their parents and from their parents, and they didn't never have to worry about anything, and they've grown up to be really great people. Just when I have like when I look at like my past experience, like the smallest uncomfortable situations that I would consistently find myself in, how much being in those uncomfortable situations, no matter how small, actually ended up helping me when trying to get out of present situations that were not ideal for my well-being, for my mental health, whatever. And these small uncomfortable situations can be anything. It could be varying. When I had to take the train 2 hours to school every day, one way. Right. Mm. It could be like, man, I remember this. I hated doing this so much after swim training in the winter when it was already dark outside, and I have to shower in the locker room and then directly go to soccer training. Yo, that shit was so ass, bro. I was like 14, 15 years old and I was doing that. I hated that. But
yeah,
it's like those uncomfortable situations that, like, you know, when I found myself with like depression and anxiety, fighting that was, I would assume, made a lot easier because I wasn't 100% protected throughout my whole childhood. That's not to say that my parents haven't taken care of me, and, you know, I've lived a childhood way better than anybody could ask for. But I'm just saying these small little situations that I found myself in, I was just like, wow, like how much has helped me develop as a person. Also, for example, like, you know, moving from one culture to an entirely different culture, I didn't speak the language and new people, you know, what that did for my social skills, or what, you know, going from swim training to soccer training right after school, what that did for my work ethic and my discipline, stuff like that. It's amazing to like think about and look back on and reflect and realize just how much those what seemed like small situations at the time actually did for you in the long run, and how they've like all accumulated together in order to benefit you as a whole.
No, for sure. I mean, it's a difficult thing. I think a lot of parents obviously want to either just in general, or even in the worst case scenario, let's say they had not the best childhood, and they obviously want to give their children a better childhood, a better future. And often it comes from a good place. Like they wanna love their children, and they wanna help them. But it can happen. Like, obviously, I mean, we're gonna see this when we're hopefully parents one day. It's a difficult job, but it can happen where they overprotect their children, and it's like the children live in that shell and that little cocoon that bubble that they created for them. And just the world, like they lose touch to the real world a bit. It's a very difficult task.
You said it correctly. Lose touch to the real world. That's nicely said.
Yeah, it's a tough thing because, I mean, even if I think about how maybe in the future one day, like, I might want to raise a kid, I want to be there for them. I want to definitely like protect them from certain things, at least till a certain age, that they don't have to experience certain things until they maybe get a bit older, but also trying to incorporate things into the way I help them grow up, that they as I said, have touch points to the real world, have to do certain things by themselves, experience certain things, just to keep them in touch, give them kind of a reality check of how it is. Because it's a dangerous path you can go down. I mean, even I do. I realize those things now. I've grown up I was very privileged. I didn't have many struggles in my life. At the end of the day, I went through all my personal stuff, but certain things, like I had enough food on the table, I had a roof over my head, a lot of things other people can't even account for, I went to a very good school, and all these things. And at the end of the day, I had a loving family and all these things. So yes, in that sense, I probably was set off a lot better than a lot of other people are. And I realized that, like, now every now and then, that certain things I'm still not as comfortable with, but I am trying to, when I, like I start when, since I've gone to uni and I've started my own life a bit more, trying to push myself into those boundaries a bit more, where I'm like, okay, even if I'm scared, it's like, just go into reality, is like, really, what's the worst that can happen? What, like, or what if I don't do it, what are the negative effects of what can happen? And then try to just learn and experience a bit more on top of what I've done. But yeah, I can still see people in our age, where you said it as well, beginning 20s, and it's they have a very, at the end of the day, a very blinded and naive, like, stands against life. And I always just look at them, and if I'm closer to them, I let them know, and if I'm not, I sometimes feel like it's maybe not my place. But I'm just like, if you, in my head, I'm like, if you keep this going, the world's gonna be a tough place for you.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Either you're gonna have parents who, I don't know, feed you through life, and you're lucky enough that you're so rich that you never have to worry about things in your life, and you can just do whatever you want. That's fair enough. Still, I think is a bit sad, because at the end of the day, you're not really living a fulfilled life. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, I just think, mate, this is, you're gonna have a tough road ahead of you, and some difficult life lessons if you keep going.
Yeah,
like this.
I mean, generally, like earning it for yourself, it just makes it feel so much better, so much more like, you know, like you really earned it. I remember we had once these neighbors. We were living on like a pretty bougie street with like nice houses. And just across the street, I don't know what he did for a living, but the father was like successful, like flying on private jets and stuff, and a few times in the year there'd be a new car on their driveway and stuff like that. And and he had these two kids. Back then I was like 13, but his two kids were like mid-20s or something.
Okay.
Around there. And the youngest son had just done his bachelor and was gifted, as you know, from his father for doing his bachelor, a Ferrari. Ferrari. And what happened afterwards was that, you know, the kid did his studies and is ready to go work, but he already owns a Ferrari. Like, what will working, you know, in an office job after doing his bachelor, where he'll only earn like 60,000 a year, which is not even half the worth of the car. Why would he want to do that? There's no sense that, you know. So what happened was, like, he ended up getting like depressed. And that's like, that's, it's so interesting to see that, right? Because a lot of people say, like, you know, wow, you have everything you could ask for. Like, why would you be sad? Like, yo, in that sense, you know, money truly doesn't bring happiness. There's other things that I think bring a lot more of like a genuine happiness, where you can really live through your life.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah,
it's a difficult, I think, especially for people who let's say grow up a bit more privileged. There's definitely, for a lot of them, they struggle with like a mindset issue towards life, where they get all, like, they have, everything's given to them, and then they grow up and yeah, as I said, real life hits them, and they don't really know what to do. Suddenly certain things don't come as easy anymore, certain things aren't given anymore as they used to be. And they don't really know what to do. And I've heard people say this before. Obviously, if you grow up not as privileged, those are way bigger issues. But what a lot of people, what we said, they, a lot of people that grow up privileged, they can end up depressed and really sad, because at the end of the day, they lack a bit of purpose, and they feel a bit lost in the world because they had everything and now they don't really. Yeah, there's
exactly.
As I said, lack of purpose.
Can you recall any like small little uncomfortable situations that you've been through during like your teenage childhood years that's like helped you to grow to the person that you are today, or to get you through something that you were going through later on in life? Oh man, bad connection.
Yeah, back connection.
Okay. Can you hear me? I was asking if you found yourself in like any small little uncomfortable situations that helped you to grow in your later years in life.
I don't know. It's small things. It sounds weird, but like I when I was younger, every now and then, like if I went somewhere on like not an event but some occasion, I was fine with talking with adults. But I had a struggle, like I found it, like for example, let's say there's a package for you and you weren't home and someone had to, was given to your neighbor. My mother always, like she sent out like us kids to get the package from next door. She was doing something, so like go out and get the package. And when I was younger and started doing that, and I didn't know the neighbor that well, I was always like, oh, I really don't want to do that right now. I was like,
yeah,
trying to like, you know, you young kid or grown up. And at the end of the day, if you look back on it, nothing bad really would have happened. Like they obviously know you're a kid. But when I was younger, I was like, oh, like how am I supposed to behave? Because you also want to behave well, you want to do the right thing. I always had a very big need of doing the right thing. So in my head, it was like a mental thing where I was like almost struggling with such an easy task. But like small things like that, just not, they just help you overcome struggles like that, where you just realize, yes. And it's with so many things in life where you make this big thing, this big problem in your head, and you realize actually it's not that bad and you just have to go for it kind of thing.
And so that's helped you like be able to communicate with adults easier.
Yeah, and especially that's one of the things, because now I always felt like, I mean, I'm getting a bit more grown up. I'm not a full grown adult, but when I was, let's say, like anything like 14, 15 up to 18, I always felt that in general I was very good with being at events or whatever, or at a dinner with grown ups and having a conversation and being just having a proper conversation with them. Obviously I maybe lacked life experience, but they took me a bit more full. I always felt like a lot of people, or I saw other people in my age group, and I kind of watched how they interacted with grown-ups and the way the grown-ups interacted with them. And I always had the feel that some people every now and then they were kind of spoken down to because they just didn't come across that well. And I always felt like I never had that issue. I was very much had a proper conversation with them, which was nice. I felt very validated in that, to be honest.
It's nice. How about yourself? Let's see. I mean, I named a few earlier before, but I would say another one I thought of was as a kid, I was kind of like picked on a little bit. I wouldn't say like hardcore bullied or anything, but you know, like I'd be like sad, come home sad and stuff, and like when my feelings hurt. And I think, and especially, you know, like when you're moving to a new culture and everything, and then you start being bullied by kids, it's not the nicest thing. And
yeah,
it's
for sure.
Equally not as nice when you're bullied at a culture that you've grown up in.
Yeah. So,
and I think what that did was I knew that it wasn't nice to get your feelings hurt. And so nowadays I often hear people tell me that I'm a lot nicer than they would have thought, because I don't know, on photos or whatever I look serious, but in real life I'm really nice. And it's because I know how it feels, you know, to get your feelings hurt. And so I never want to do that. Of course sometimes like I'll give like the tough love, or I'll cut people out and I just won't talk to them, you know, but I'll never I don't think you'll ever really catch me putting someone down just because I feel like it. Just because I feel like it, you know. Like if I'm annoyed with you, I cut you out. Like that's done. I just don't talk to you anymore. I won't like sit and argue with you and insult your character, because that's just not really nice. So I think that's what's helped me. And as a result, you know, people see me as like a nice person, someone easy to talk to. And I always like take into consideration. Hope so most of the time I take other people's feelings into consideration, and that's helped me, you know, build like a good social life and be able to interact with now my newly gained followers, for example, and stuff like that, and you know, create a podcast as well where I'm able to speak about things and people I guess enjoy listening to my / your voice, and it's awesome. Mm. You yeah, know no, what? This sure. is a little bit. This is a little bit off topic. I will never forget this. When one of my friends listened to my podcast, our podcast. Sorry, our podcast. And I said my because you know you'll see now. And then he hit me up and he was like, "Yo, like I really like your podcast and everything." And then he saw a photo of you and he was like, "Yo, what? I thought Connor was like a big black guy the way he talks, man. He has such a deep voice."
Yeah, I don't know. My voice is. I think it comes across also a bit deeper even on mic. But
could be.
Yeah, it's quite funny. It definitely has. Let's say its advantages to it to have a deeper voice. But yeah.
Like what type of advantages, Connor?
Oh, I don't know. The certain other individuals in your everyday life might like the tone of my voice a bit more. Let's put it that way.
What type of individual? Okay, I'm a drop it.
No. And to be honest, it also a good thing also is it's really annoying because at the end of the day, you can't really do anything about your voice, but people listen to you a bit more and take you a bit more serious with a, let's say, deeper voice. I always know that people with like really high pitched voices, they struggle a bit because people in their head is like, oh, that's a bit annoying, or they're like, I can't really take them serious. So I don't know. There's advantages to it, and I'm just lucky in that sense, let's say. Yeah.
Good for you, Connor.
Yeah, good for me.
All right. Do we have anything else?
I mean, I don't know. It was I had a little topic because that was like a personal thing. I don't know if I've said it on the last one. I have holidays. I have a lot of work to do for uni, but officially I have a vacation at the moment. And I came back home and I just realized like I got into like a sort of kind of small rut, whereas like I was lying in a lot, I was not doing my work, and it wasn't like I was like, I don't know, I just got a bit too comfortable and just being a bit lazy and chilling around, and I'm trying to break. I wasn't working out as much. Obviously, I didn't have a gym membership at the time, but I could have done stuff at home, and I just did it once or twice, which is a lot, a big decrease to when I was like a week before where I was working out like six times a week. I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's just a few days, it'll blow over. And then like Thursday, Friday came around and I was standing there. I was like, I looked back through my week and I was like, I didn't really do anything. I didn't progress forward. And I just tried to acknowledge a problem. And yeah, yesterday I kind of started breaking out of it again. I got a gym membership for 2 weeks, went yesterday, today, trying to catch up on work or do a bit more work, do more hours every day. We don't have that much time left, but I realized a few things again, which are just how important some things are, like acknowledging, like if there's a problem, for example, like realizing that there is an actual problem. I was this sense of like reflecting every now and then, how important that could be, and catching a problem before it becomes a bigger issue.
Yeah.
Because in the past, I went on holidays and I did that the same thing like I did now, but then it went from like doing that for maybe 3-4 days. Suddenly it was 2 weeks and I was like, oh, I've got a week left, I've done no work, I'm really behind. Yeah. This is all really stressful and it didn't have to be. So this idea of reflecting and acknowledging a problem, if there is a problem, I just realized how important that is again. And then also what I realized is I've had this problem of not being a perfect, like, yes, in some sense I'm a perfectionist, but at the same time, always trying to do the right thing all the time, and realizing again that doing something, just getting it done, is better than like trying to be perfect or trying to max it, like do the best thing ever and not doing it at all, because you push it out of the way and you say, okay, I've got to set time away to do it perfectly and do it properly. And I've just back to this idea, especially with like small tasks, like going to the gym, like certain study work that is not like that important. It's more about getting it done. Where I just feel like if I have the time, if I know I can do it right now, just do it and get it done and get it over with, because future you will thank you for it. Those are some of the things
we've talked about it before, and I think putting out yourself out of a rut, like, you know exactly what you have to do, right? And it starts with, as you said, acknowledging the problem and then trying to figure out what, you know, why is it that I'm in this rut? And of course, it's also fine to be in a rut for once in a while, you know, take a little break. But the main thing is to catch it while it's happening and then make sure to do something about it before it gets out of hand and it becomes a habit,
you know? Yeah, for sure.
A bad habit. You don't want that.
Yeah. And even this, I mean, talking about it, it doesn't have to be on a podcast like us, but if you have someone you can talk about it, just almost saying it out loud and just realizing again is like a next step where I think, at least for me, I'm telling myself, look, I'm talking about it, let's change it, and kind of visualizing it a bit more of like just getting back to proper, like, normal life and moving forward again. But yeah, it's just this idea of like being efficient and trying to always do something, because obviously if you want to improve, you can't really afford, let's say, just being in a rut. Yes, take breaks, but do it like almost so. Take meaningful breaks, not like, because what I did last week was kind of just, you were kind of just flowing around and like nothing. I found it important, if you obviously don't overwork yourself and you need breaks every now and then, but make them like meaningful and actual relaxing, where you're like, okay, I need the time off.
I think the best way to take a break from like working or whatever is to take the chance to like live your life as well, right? So if taking a break means sitting at home all day and watching Netflix, like that's fine, right? But then like for one day, right? But for example, if you want to take like a whole week off, like, you'll make the most out of it, you know? Like, you're normally working, trying to focus on yourself and progress and better yourself. So if you take a week off, take the chance to live your life, you know, go outside, sit in the park, get a coffee, or meet some new people, or meet people that, you know, and just do things that you normally wouldn't do, or something new, you know, whatever it is, whether it's bike riding or bungee jumping, I don't know, ziplining, painting, pottery making, whatever, you know. It's nice, and then you look back at the week, and although you wouldn't have, like, let's say, personally developed in like a work sense or whatever, or a fitness sense or whatever it is, but you know, you look back at the last week and think, oh, I had a great time, you know, that wasn't wasted or anything like that.
And also kind of tell yourself this is like time off almost, where it's like I know I'm taking this time off, and I'm allowing myself to take this time off, because again, what I did last week, I was always like, oh, I gotta do this, but never properly did it. That just meant I was never fully relaxed, but I also didn't do any work, which is, then you're like in this in between space, which is, doesn't benefit either side, not the relaxing side where you have to take time off, or the working side where you have to get shit done. And it's like, at the end of the day, wasted time a bit. But yeah, getting out of it, and should be up and running again.
well, I'll ask you next week. All right, I'm gonna ask you next week. See what you've done the last week. All right.
Yeah.
Well then, until then, you know, thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying. Give us a 5-star rating here for listening to us on iTunes, and share with your friends. Otherwise, thanks. See you next week.
See you guys next week.